So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So I'm actually at my breakfast place that I go to a couple of times a week. You see the cars going by. So I woke up this morning at 5:30, did my pineal gland meditation, and afterwards did my yoga, prayed, cleaned the house, had a quick breakfast, so a little bit of fruits and the green juice to eat all my supplements that I'm doing now, because currently I'm on a different protocol again. And I went to the gym. So I did my Tai Chi Qigong practice, did some strengthening. I kicked a punch bag a couple of times. I do miss Kung Fu, but I'm slowly getting into it again, but I need to keep on releasing. So releasing, it's a full moon energy. It's very important to release what no longer serves you. That means also the people, the relationships, the belief patterns again. And I feel like I sound like a broken record, because it's all about letting go and releasing. Yes, life is all about letting go and releasing. But now, seriously, my dear friend Gretchen, who is also a spiritual healer and a yoga therapist, she was the lady who gave me my voice. I would not be able, like about 14 years ago, I would not be able to do this video because I would be so ashamed and scared of listening to my own voice. And literally through practicing with her yoga for 1 month, I managed. She kind of lent me her voice, which was really good. So Gretchen actually mentioned to me, do you understand that there's a specific planetary alignment happening that happened 1 year? What happened 1 year before we did our teacher training, which is almost 14, 15 years ago? And I had to think about it. And I was living in Singapore, working for Singapore Yachtshow, working day and night. Yeah, again. Until 4 in the morning to do sales calls to the US. And I was pregnant at that time. And I lost that baby. I miscarried after 3 weeks. But now I'm telling you something here. I asked God. I believe in God. So, I mean, this is up to you what you want to believe in. You can ask divine universe, but I asked divine and I said, hey, if it's for me meant to be to keep this baby, I will protect it with my whole life. I will protect it from my in-laws, from the belief patterns, the racism, everything that I endured at that time. And I really kept this promise. But if you feel like that this is not the right time, it will be okay. I will accept anything that will happen. 3 weeks after, I miscarried. This could be triggering some women out there. So my apologies. I maybe say things too cold and sometimes not emotional enough because I dealt with this trauma. So please, if this triggers you, breathe, find grounding, go into nature. And if tears come up, cry. Then there's something in the remnants, especially with the full moon energies, that you need to clear out. But when that happened, I knew that I will exit out of this marriage. And a lot of things happened in that time. And I spoke to you about manipulation. I spoke to you about how to overcome manipulation. And there was a time again in my life I needed to find an exit. And I was traveling at that time also to Cannes Boat Show, to Monaco Yacht Show. And I did exactly the same mistake again. I found a savior and then I moved to France. But this all happened a year before I did my teacher training, until I actually realized during my teacher training how traumatized I was. Now, we are all having trauma. And I don't want to sound again like a broken record. It's all really tough and healing. You need to enjoy life too. You need to have the light moments. So I urge you, for this full moon energies now, figure out what happened to you about 14 years ago and how you have changed, and find moments of gratitude where you have changed and where you feel like, listen, you know what? I'm really grateful for this and that. And when you see a cycle repeating, figure out how do you want to change that and how can you change it and what is the strategy to do so. And understand one thing, when people say something to you and give their your opinion, give them their opinion to you, sorry. Become always aware. This is only from an awareness and consciousness level of that specific person giving you that advice. Does that advice really work with you? It's the same with me now. Have discernment. Does this advice really work with me? I give you an example. I've been told yesterday night by my neighbor, we have dengue everywhere. And, you know, we have the Burmese people sleeping underneath the houses and whatever. And I said to myself, I don't know. And he was like, his nervous system was just not stable. And I realized to myself, dude, you know, I could get really scared about dengue and everything. And then I realized, Geraldine, the year after you did your teacher training, you moved to Bali and you had dengue with your ex-boyfriend. And it was okay. It was not such a big deal. And of course, I don't want to get dengue, touch wood. But if I go into the fear state and reduce and dysregulate my nervous system and reduce my immune system, then I will definitely get dengue. This whole island, you can get dengue, pretty much. And especially when it rains a lot. But I was thinking, do I move out or I don't move out? And then Burmese people are thinking, you know what? They're homeless and nothing has happened, touch wood. I've been very secure and safe in my bungalow. And because I'm a little bit in a remote area, I have more jungle around me and the sea, the ocean. I'm still mindful and I'm very crystal clear and understand my surroundings. And luckily, I grew up in Asia also, so I know what I have to be careful of. But I was thinking, does that mean that I need to move out now or not? And I'm still considering it to make my life easier for Ninja and myself, because Ninja has seen snakes, scorpions, centipedes, and these huge dragon reptilians, and I'm bigger than Ninja. Nonetheless, I'm thinking, you know what, Geraldine, if you want to stay in this country, you better embrace anything that could be dangerous or anything that could cause fear. Overcome that fear. Let it go. Be smart about it and overcome it. So this is just an example for you. Overcome that fear. Go inside of that fear. Is it reasonable fear or is it not reasonable fear? And is it just fear that has been put upon you from someone else because someone else told you that it's dangerous? Or is it their perspective and is it their experience? Be always aware when people give you advice. The best person who will know is the person within. When to do what? What strategy to apply? How to exit? What to do at that time and space? No one else can tell you what to do. And no one else can be the best judge of character to understand what you yourself go through. Discernment. And discernment is very important because what works for you does not necessarily work for others. And what works for others does not necessarily work for you. I hope this all makes sense. Okay, so this week, understand. If someone gives you advice and recommendations, does that work for you? Understand. How can I overcome my fear? Because the fear will come back again. And life, divine, universe, or whatever you want to call it, will test you again and again. And now I have to go because Ninja is going haywire. Namaste. Namaha.